Duncan McKenzie McCarr, good morning to you. Ben Simmons, he's achieved another personal best. He's doing okay.
He's doing okay, Matty. Yes, not in points, not in assists, not in triple-doubles this time. This time in rebounds, Matty. Yesterday for the Sixers, Ben grabbed 22 rebounds. That's a career high for him in the Sixers, 108-105 win at Madison Square Garden. Now, Matty, I've interviewed Ben a number of times, and just looking by the size of it, this doesn't surprise me one bit because he's 208 centimetres, or 6'10" in the old language. And he's got a bit more size on him in the off-season as well than it looks on TV. So he certainly added this as a feature to his game, and he's been improving on this throughout the season. I mean, he can get physical in the paint, which is unusual for a point guard, even crashing his teammate Joel Embiid at times and causing a bit of an injury. But, yeah, this is fantastic to see for Ben, especially to go along with those 22 boards. He had a real, really complete game. He had 20 points, 9 assists in what was really certainly one of his best games of the season so far.
Duncan, is he as loved in the US as he is here in Australia?
It's a good question. Well, he's getting new admirers every day. I mean, yesterday, Knicks coach David Fizdale became his newest one, reluctantly. The Knicks have obviously had a defensive plan for Simmons. It didn't really work because in the first half he had 14 points, 13 rebounds and 5 assists. So the Knicks coaching staff were scratching their heads in the locker room thinking, how are we going to be able to guard Simmons? But Fizdale, I mean, he can only really laugh post-game, basically saying, you know, Ben is really, really special and he's just going to keep getting better and better. That kid is something to watch. And as we know, Ben is on a mission to become an NBA All-Star this season. If he keeps putting up numbers like this, guys, I mean, he's certainly giving himself a good chance and certainly giving fans and coaches something to think about.
Well, the better you play, the more attention you get. So if he can keep those skills going under pressure and under the heat that he's going to be given, you know, you're right, it's a big thumbs up, and hopefully gets that selection at the end of the year. DMM, what about the other Aussies? How are they tracking in the NBA?
Yeah, not too badly. Jonah Bolden played yesterday in that game for the Sixers, 18 minutes. So he's getting a fair bit of court time and had 9 rebounds. So yeah, there's some good signs for Jonah. Joe Ingles is putting up some okay numbers, must be said, Manny, but I mean, his shot really isn't on the money as it was last year when he was breaking Utah Jazz record for most threes in a season. So, yeah, I think Joe's kind of working on his shot, making sure he finds some form just to make sure he can push the Utah Jazz towards a possible playoff position. Thon Maker wasn't put in the game against the Hawks despite coming off a season's best game last week, which is kind of a bit odd. So we're all sort of scratching our heads about that one. And then you've got Patty Mills. He played really well last week in what was arguably one of the best games of the season. I mean, the Spurs beating the Thunder in a massive shootout, 154-147. We've got Dele getting about 20 minutes a game with the Cavs, so that's great that he's back on the floor. And Aaron Baines is probably still about 3 weeks away, guys, after recovering from hand surgery. So hopefully he can get back on the floor soon.
How does this all sit for the national team, the Boomers? We should go okay now, shouldn't we? Not that we don't, but we should be even more competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And especially when we've got these huge games coming up in later on this year. I'm not sure whether it's August or September against Team USA in Melbourne, those two massive games at Marvel Stadium. So, I mean, the focus of the country is certainly going to be on those games and which sort of dream team is, so to speak, going to be playing for Team USA, whether it's LeBron James or James Harden comes out. But it's going to be interesting to see how the Aussies test themselves against Team USA. Obviously, look at our starting five. I mean, we've got Joe Ingles, we've got Patty Mills, you can put him into the shooting guard role. We've got Aaron Bain, when fit, he can play at the centre role. And obviously, you've got Ben Simmons leading the offense in the point guard position. So it's a very, very exciting starting five. It's just a matter of how good we can be come Tokyo 2020.
We're down to the final four in the NFL. The Saints and the Chiefs still seem on track for the Super Bowl, but you know the Pats, Tom Brady, they're still there. What do you reckon?
Well, there's been a lot of talk, especially. I mean, a lot of people are jumping on the Pats bandwagon now. I mean, it's one of these situations where a lot of people were riding them off at the sort of towards the end of the regular season, and then they managed to get that first round bye, and then obviously they have the week off. And yeah, I mean, Tom Brady is saying, don't write off the Patriots. I mean, he's been in 5 Super Bowl-winning teams, and he's quietly confident that this aging team can basically do it again. I mean, they comfortably beat the LA Chargers yesterday, 41-28 in Foxborough, and the Pats are into the AFC Championship game again, and Brady is absolutely loving the fact that people are writing off this team. Asked post-game if he was surprised by how well they played, Brady answers, well, everybody thinks we suck and can't win any games, we're really looking forward to next week. So, yeah, I mean, New England, they're a bit like the Collingwood in the AFL. You're either with them or against them. They're the team everybody loves to hate, and Brady is front and centre as the face of that franchise. I mean, he's got a supermodel wife. He's got, you know, he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He's a, you know, NFL quarterback. So he's just the person that everyone loves to hate. But I tell you what, who certainly will hate him at the moment, that's Philip Rivers, because Rivers, the opposing quarterback for the LA Chargers, he's now played Brady 8 times and has lost every single time he's played against Tom. So I'm sure Philip will be having some nightmares about Tom in the offseason. Yeah.
Bill Belichick, the coach, he's also the Wayne Bennett of the NFL, because I don't think I can remember a time when either of them have smiled.
Absolutely. He is one of the grumpiest human beings I've ever met. I tell you what, we're at Super Bowl week last year, and I tell you what, he could barely manage a smile. And everyone's like, oh, this is the good, we got the good Bill Belichick today. I was like, God, I can't imagine what the bad one's
like. Wow, that would be interesting. Now, New Orleans got a bit of a scare against the Eagles yesterday, but got through?
Yeah, they certainly did. I mean, when the Saints fell behind, when Nick Foles orchestrated those two touchdowns in the early going, I think everybody inside that Superdome yesterday had their heart in their mouth thinking, what is going on here? Nick Foles, almost like the Messiah. But on the back of some good coaching by Peyton, and then, of course, some clutch passing by Drew Brees, I mean, the Saints found their groove and held on for a 20-14 win. So the Eagles' fairy tale run under Foles is over, and the Saints advance to an NFC title game against the LA Rams. So that's going to be a great one to watch.
And how do you see these two final games going?
Well, for the NFC title game between the Saints and the Rams, I mean, you'd have to go with the Saints. I mean, just because these teams played each other in the regular season, and you guys might remember that, you know, the Rams coming into that game, they were undefeated at that stage. They were the talk of the league. Could they go through the season and go unbeaten? And then they were stopped in their tracks, and suddenly the Saints became the buzz team of the NFL. So New Orleans for mine, in what should be a pretty high-scoring game in that one, I reckon, guys. And then the other one is really a fascinating battle. I mean, you've got the New England Patriots against the Kansas City Chiefs. You've got the GOAT up against the kid, Brady versus MVP favourite Patrick Mahomes. So, I mean, the Chiefs will go in as favourites in that game, but the Pats beat them in the regular season in a very tight game that could have gone either way at Foxborough. So the difference this time, guys, is that game will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, which has been proven to be the loudest stadium in the NFL. They actually measure the decibel level in that stadium, and it is the loudest stadium in the NFL. So, I tell you what, it's hard to bet against Tom Brady and the Pats in the postseason, but, I mean, the Chiefs play very, very well at home. Mahomes is a freak. I think it's a flip of the coin for mine.
Flip of the coin. The biggest thing they used to say is silence the home crowd. That's listen to the turnstiles click as they start to leave the stadium. Dunk, thanks very much. Always good to chat.
No worries. Thanks, guys.